attack on President Trump is not targeting him, it is targeting you. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, President Trump was supposed to be arrested on Tuesday, or so we were told. That didn't happen, of course, so now we're all left wondering when, if ever, this might happen. A nation wondering if its champion is going to be indicted and jailed. Now, I don't know why, but it could be that Democrats, and never Trump Republicans, by the way, behind this plan are getting cold feet. It could be that even some of the most shameless people are now feeling ashamed and embarrassed about trying to push such a ridiculous sham criminal tribunal onto the public. I mean, come on. When even the New York Times is highly critical of the reasoning in this case, and they are, you know it's flimsy. This is basically the official newspaper of the deep state blaring out, this is a sham. So it bears emphasizing just how incredibly weak the case against Trump is. This isn't as bad as the J6 prosecutions. It's actually worse. A lot of the January 6 cases are about taking behavior that should have been punished with a small fine for trespassing and instead slapping someone with a multi-year prison sentence after holding them in solitary confinement without due process as prisoners of war for months on end. But this case out of New York is about taking behavior that isn't a crime at all and never has been prosecuted as a crime and then ginning it up as a way to incarcerate a former United States president. Just to come up with this, Bragg had to take a grand jury investigation that had already ended and bring it back from the dead, then tell them to spend a year figuring out what they could charge Trump with. This is what they came up with, claiming that paying off an alleged mistress, with his own money, by the way, was actually a violation of campaign finance laws. Nobody in American history has ever been prosecuted for a campaign finance violation of this nature. They're totally inventing a crime from scratch to try and get Donald Trump behind bars because they couldn't find anything else. We want to be perfectly clear. This is not a criminal investigation. It's not even a witch hunt. In reality, this is the latest escalation of unprecedented lawfare against the American people, against you. It's a demonstration. If an outsider is ever serious about taking on the deep state, we will invent a justification to lock him away. It's also a show of force. Nobody is safe. Look what we did to your champion. This is what we will do to you as well. And of course, they aren't waiting to make sure that Trump is taken out, obviously. There's still J6 prisoners that they've been putting away for 2 years. But there's also people like Douglas Mackey. Here's a guy who ran a pro-Trump Twitter account and is now facing 10 years in prison for posting internet memes that the Biden administration says were illegal. There's people like Kyle Rittenhouse, the McCloskeys. This is total war through the court system, the corrupt court system, and most Republicans have absolutely no idea just how large scale it actually is. John Mills does. He's a retired colonel who spent more than 3 decades in the armed forces, eventually became director of cybersecurity policy for the Department of Defense. He's also highly knowledgeable about Bragg's case against Trump. And he says that Bragg's investigation can't be brushed up, that it may very well be that the deep state, after 7 years of flops and flubs and failures, finally gets its way with Trump. Colonel Mills is also the author of The Nation Will Follow, a firsthand account of his fight against the deep state. You can find it on Amazon or wherever else you like to buy books if you don't like Bezos. Colonel Mills joins us now, sir. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hey, Stu. It's an honor to be on your show. And this situation, this is lawfare by proxy. Some may not remember Tom DeLay, Congressman Tom DeLay. They're using county prosecutors. So in this case, the Manhattan district attorney is a county prosecutor, just like what's going on in Georgia. So this is lawfare by proxy, by essentially county prosecutors, unprecedented in American history and destabilizing to our entire constitutional republic.
So how do you think it looks? Breaking this morning on the fake Fox News channel, we saw that now this grand jury is not going to convene today as was planned. What do you make of that?
Well, I think they're thinking long and hard before they go forward with this. Because this is once they do this, there is no going back, and they have established horrible precedents for this nation. And so I think they're getting a little bit of nervousness right now, because it's very significant. Again, county prosecutor, can't let county prosecutors go after, and this is what third world countries do, is lock up you know, when they have a transition of power, they lock up the previous leader, which is why they don't have a functioning country. And is that what we're going to start doing? Everybody who's a former president is going to be locked up now? I mean, two can play this game.
You know, what does that say actually about our constitutional republic, Colonel? I mean, it appears that a coup d'etat took place here. I mean, all of the evidence suggests that we had a transition of power where the people who allege to be in power right now, I don't even know if they know who's in power. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's chaos. I don't attribute or give them credit for a master plan. I think they're winging it as it's a swarming attack on multiple fronts. They're winging it. You know, somehow Donald J. Trump, squeezed through the filter in 2016, and now they're doing everything they can. They're throwing everything at him, at us, and it's really at us, the American people. You know, 84%. This is a, I think it was a Rasmussen number from August of last year. 84% believe there is a deep state. 16% believe there is no deep state.
What say you, Colonel?
There is definitely a deep state, and Donald J. Trump was the first. Even Reagan didn't do this. He was the first to turn over all the money changers' tables in the temple. I've never seen it before. It was a whirlwind. I was in office until 2018 when I retired from government, and as a senior civilian out of the Office of Secretary of Defense, and I could see it. I could see the chaos. Nobody had ever seen anything like everybody's rice bowl. Excuse the expression. I don't know if we're allowed to say that in the year 2023. Everybody's rice bowl was being taken away, and all the skeletons in the closets and all the little slush funds that everybody had were being found out. Everything was being it was an active revolt by all the careerists because finally somebody came in who said, no, we're not going to do it the way we've been doing it.
What do you predict is going to happen? Okay, so first of all, do you think they're going to take this all the way? Do you think that they will perp walk the former president?
I don't think they would actually do a perp walk.
Do you think that Trump should comply? Do you think that he should voluntarily surrender to these bogus New York officials?
At worst, I think they should arrange to a virtual. They use Zoom for everything else. You know, a virtual arraignment, and then take it from there. But I think the Manhattan prosecutor is beginning to get nervous. This is a game. This is a brinksmanship. This is a game of bluff, and it's lawfare. We got to get better at this. We got to get better. We got to get some county prosecutors. That's what in my book. You know, as I realized there was a coup against candidate and then President Trump. And then what does it all mean? How does the average American citizen get involved? It's at the county. They're using county prosecutors. County prosecutors. This is what they did with Tom DeLay out of Travis County, which is one of the problem counties in Texas.
What do you think will happen in our country civilly amongst the people of America if they do take President Trump into custody and they lock him away?
I think it guarantees a re-election of Donald J. Trump in 2024. The American people are furious with what's going on. And the chaperone, Mr. Magoo, in the White House, doesn't even know he's in the White House. I mean, we got Xi in Moscow gloating over numerous successes. Our State Department, why even have a State Department when China is cutting the deals between Iran and Saudi Arabia and everything else? We have an occupation of the U.S. government by some who are corrupt, some who are bought off, some who don't even know they're encumbering the seat. So the American people are furious with what's going on right now.
It's a fake government. It's a corporate crime syndicate. You're right. Everybody's either bought and paid for or being influenced with blackmail and foreign lobbies.
It's a very, very nefarious influence and very clear. That's what's going on. This administration is just rife. I divide them up into thirds. A third are bought off. A third are ideologically crazy. You can't even have a rational conversation with them. And a third mean well, because I've worked with a number of these folks. They mean well. You can have a rational conversation. But even that third, even those with good intent, have done the most horrible things in history. So we have a totally dysfunctional government. China is evading and getting around the dollar as the reserve currency, which is the ultimate goal, is to replace the United States. And the blue team is corrupt, ideologically playing for the other team, or just totally in denial of what's going on in the world right now.
Colonel, I got about a minute left here. What should Ron DeSantis do if officials come down there to Mar-a-Lago to try to take the former president into custody? I mean, why hasn't he said anything? What could he do? What should he do?
Well, this is very interesting because, again, this is a county proceeding, So this is one county walking down to Mar-a-Lago saying, oh, we want to arraign this guy. This is not like these are not federal agents.
Yep.
So I would say they should deny the legitimacy of this whole proceeding.
So should Ron DeSantis say, you can't do business here, you have no jurisdiction here, you cannot operate here, you're forbidden to do that here? And if you do, you'll be arrested?
Yeah, absolutely. If they attempt, I mean, I think it would be silly and ridiculous, but if they attempt to show up, just reject them. This is one county walking into the county of another state saying, we have a problem with somebody in your county.
Yeah.
They can't do that. They can't lawfully do that.
We agree.
These are not federal officials.
That's right. And even if they were, the federal officials can't operate in there without the permission of the sheriff. And, you know, the sheriff is an elected official. And if the popular, consensus is, hey, we don't want this to happen, that sheriff would have a hard time getting reelected if there is such a thing as elections anymore. If, you know, the court of public opinion isn't behind him. Same thing with Ron DeSantis. Hey, if you're going to try to go be the president, then you have to be a leader right now. First of all, seize all of the assets of Big Pharma in your state. Prosecute everybody who helped to deploy the bioweapon on the American people. Tell these people from New York to F off. No, you're not coming here to get him. If you do, you're going to be arrested. And furthermore, maybe it's a good idea, put the icing on the cake, seize all of Zelensky's property in Miami Beach or whatever that mansion is there as well. These are hostile actors, and they are trying to take our republic down. Thank you, by the way, for your service to our republic while you were in a long time. Get the book, if you can, on Amazon or anywhere else that it's sold. Colonel Mills, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Stu. Yeah, it's thenationwillfollow.com is our core website, thenationwillfollow.com. Thank you so much, Stu.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Hello, my good friends over at Goldco. Goldco, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. We've discussed this ad nauseum. The great financial reset is going to happen. They're shutting down bank accounts. Maria Z's bank account shut down. She's going to be on here to talk about that. Get out of the electronic banking system. Secure your finances with physical gold and silver. Do it by calling Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. By the way, When you mention Stu Peters, when you call Gold Co., you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver. 10 grand in free silver with Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show in 30 seconds.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula. Available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
Welcome back. So it's been one of the most baffling and most covered up stories of the past year. Just a few weeks after Russia invaded Ukraine, reports started to trickle in about work at Ukrainian biolabs. Wait, what biolabs? Why would this impoverished, backward country have advanced biolabs in it? So the Stu Peters Show immediately began working to confirm the existence of those facilities. And guess what? Shortly after our reporting, Victoria Nuland at the State Department confirmed, yes, our fake murderous government is indeed attached to over 24 biolabs in Ukraine. Nothing good happens, by the way, at biolabs. So now that we've exposed their existence, the murderous cabal has to respond. Reuters just published an article that puts the deep state's panic on full display. Quote, World Health Organization says it advised Ukraine to destroy pathogens in health labs to prevent disease spread. So in this short article, Reuters reported that WHO had told Ukraine to delete a bunch of deadly pathogens stored in these biolabs. Oh, and by the way, yes, the US and European Union were confirmed to have been providing support for these labs. So since then, we've heard almost nothing about the labs. Narrative control was brought back, brought down, done. No news stories out from the mainstream outlets, of course. The message was, forget we ever said anything about biolabs. But we haven't forgotten, and neither have many others. George Webb is a journalist who's written 7 books as well as dozens of booklets on national security. His works have sold a combined 18,000 copies on Amazon with multiple bestsellers. He's been investigating these Ukrainian biolabs, and he joins us now. George, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu. And the validation is sweet. Apparently, it's not all conspiracy theory. Apparently, it actually was true.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe when Marco Rubio had to shut Victoria Nuland down. She was going to just puke it all up, give up all the secrets. So here's the big question. This program has been articulating that it looks like from where we sit that Vladimir Putin is strategically targeting these bioweapons labs in Ukraine. Do you agree?
I believe that's one of the two major objectives. One was obviously the low-intensity warfare in the Russian-speaking areas of the Donbass, but the other one was the disquieting movement of these bioweapons toward the border. And what would America do if these weapons were being moved to the Mexican border or the Canadian border? I think it was a little bit of a police action to stop this.
Do you think that COVID-19 was developed in these labs in Ukraine?
I think they were very much a part of the deployment. I think here in the United States, we have some forts that were involved, and there were some people in China that were involved, a USAID predict. But yes, the deployment, absolutely, from the very beginning, we thought it was Ukraine.
Wow. You know, this is not sweet vindication. Nobody obviously likes to know that they're right, that their government has been helping to develop, manufacture, and release bioweapons against its own people. So the deep state, which you concur exists, obviously knows where all of the bodies are buried in Ukraine. So is this money funneling hundreds of billions of dollars, sending munitions, paying the Ukrainians essentially to keep this war going, despite the fact that if Vladimir Putin wanted to, he could absolutely crush these people? That's what we believe. We believe, I mean, just by mere facts, he has the force, he has the numbers, he has the weaponry. Ukraine was not even a country before 1991. They can't fight against Russia and now aligned with China. So what's taking so long? Is this what's happening? He's strategically targeting these things. He wants them gone.
Well, I think there's the response of NATO, which is a bio response. It always has been. Excuse me. The original plan all the way back after World War II was to stop the Russian tank invasion with bioweapons. After the Soviet Union fell, that just got worked on more and hidden more through chemical weapons that looked like viruses called virus-like particles. So we're continuing that same anti-Cold War rhetoric and weaponry that we have had really since World War II.
Virus-like particles. Okay, so we're now talking pathogens, which are essentially AI viruses, meaning that the virus, COVID-19, as reported by Karen Kingston on this program just yesterday, was never a respiratory virus at all, just as we suspected, but that it was a bioweapon. What good happens in bioweapons labs? What support has the United States and the European Union been giving to these bioweapons labs? How advanced is our control there?
Well, I think it's very advanced. There's two main sections within the WHO. One is called the SAGE group. That's basically the group that's controlled by NATO. And then in NATO, it's called the Secretariat. And this is basically the lever arm inside of WHO that's controlled by NATO and in turn by our joint chiefs. And this is how we disguise, as Karen Kingston has mentioned, some of the chemical weapons as viruses with these virus-like particles.
So it's not an overstatement at all or hyperbolic in nature to say that the bioweapons labs that are being operated in Ukraine are Pentagon-operated, likely CIA-overseen, likely taxpayer-funded, gain-of-function bioweapons labs.
I don't think there's any doubt. And as far as the financing you mentioned, it's through Privatbank. The Zelensky's father, who currently is a part of Privatbank, was a longtime partner of Kolomoisky, who was wanted by the U.S. State Department for money laundering and an international criminal who can't even go back to his own multi-million dollar mansion in Geneva, Switzerland. So this is a crime spree that we keep funding to the tune of billions and billions of dollars, $110 billion.
Is Zelensky committing war crimes by hosting these labs, given what's going on inside of them?
A good argument could be made because it's causing the death of so many people. I believe it was low-intensity warfare for 8 years with virus-like particles. But now we're seeing them cross the red line into virus-like particles. And Kirillov, the defense minister from the Soviet Union, has said that. Now WHO has admitted it with the Reuters article. She wrote a great Substack yesterday on this. This is the Pandora's box that's about ready to be opened.
What happens then?
Well, hopefully the UN will make this public, and hopefully the investigations in Congress. Stephen Bancel, the DARPA's man, with Moderna, is in Congress today answering questions. He's getting a lot of softball questions.
Of course. When was the last time a Republican investigation actually did anything to change your life in an advantageous kind of way? They're all fake. It's a sham. Our government is fake. Militarily, what would you suggest that we do? We said on this show yesterday, we think that the only involvement of the U.S. military in Ukraine should be alongside the Russians to destroy these bioweapons labs.
Well, I certainly think we should be an observer and a neutral third party. And if that does exist and these documents do come out, I do believe we should be the first one to offer up destroying them along with the Russians. In this side of the game here, we're on the moral low ground. We need to take the moral high ground. It's just a very simple thing that these are wrong and they're destabilizing and they could cause World War III.
So I'm just going to come right out and say it. I believe, and this is an opinion of Stu Peters, that the SARS-CoV-2 bioweapon was developed at Fort Detrick in this country. Lots of evidence to suggest that that's correct. That it was then offshored to Ukraine. That it was then deployed worldwide. And that all of the deaths, the infections by injection, are as a result of these over two dozen bioweapons labs in Ukraine. That's why we're doing this. This is not only a money laundering thing for the military industrial complex, homo fat cats in the DC beltway, but this is also an evidence destruction mission. Do you believe that?
I would go along with that. I would add Fort Belvoir and this spike nanoferritin virus-like particle, but I would say combination of virus and virus-like particle. I would go along everything you said, and I've written several books to that effect since March 2020.
Is Hunter Biden involved in these labs financially?
Hunter Biden certainly involved in Metabiota, certainly backed the company that does the data gathering from these outbreaks, whether they're caused by virus-like particles or viruses. So he's definitely received money, and China has definitely been a part of a joint venture.
Do you think his dad knew, the sitting so-called alleged president? Do you think Joe Biden knows about Hunter Biden's involvement? How could he not? I mean, Don't we have a picture of him golfing with a Ukrainian energy company executive?
Oh, yeah. The whole Rosemont Seneca thing is a very close connection. So Devin Archer and the gang, I don't think anybody can really deny those connections. But Joe is fading recently. So even if he, you know, might have trouble recognizing all of Hunter's business dealings and lost laptops, I think Hunter even has trouble keeping track of his laptops.
When the International Court, the International Criminal Court, issued an arrest warrant as a war criminal for Vladimir Putin, saying that he was guilty of war crimes, the real war criminals here are inside of Ukraine and inside of our own government, aren't they?
Definitely Ukraine, and definitely certain people, like I've written books about Sina Bavari and other people that have been brought into our national laboratories and brought into our intelligence organizations that are foreign nationals by the CIA. Again, you wouldn't do that unless you were trying to leverage some kind of world government agenda.
I agree. 100%. It is sick. And you know what? They're killing us overtly, on purpose, intentionally, with a forethought, premeditatedly, all of those things. These people need accountability. And that's the conversation that we need to start having right now. All of the evidence is there. The fact that the media won't report on this is criminal. And there's a precedent for how we handle those people, too. Just ask 1930s Germany. Nuremberg 2, upcoming. Lots of seats available at that table. It's going to be a long one. It's going to be a long time. It's going to be a good time, though. A lot of guys just hanging around, you know. George Webb, thank you so much for being here and for all your hard work. We appreciate it.
God bless you, Stu. Thank you.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
As we approach the end of the month and as we start spring, yeah, the first day of spring was the other day. March already almost over. Unbelievable. By the way, my birthday is on March 31st. People's allergies are going to start acting up, and that's when you need to treat them. Instead of this nasty Flonase stuff, you know, instead of these pills that these poison-pushing fake doctors want to poison you with to make your allergies worse, actually, that's what they do. How about trying CBD? This is natural, and it's from God's earth. Try it. It's grown from hemp, all sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. And through March, which is why I want to bring this up right now, you still get 20% off site-wide when you go to Curable.com. Curable is the family-owned business that I do my CBD business with. I use it to treat joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. People use it for migraine, headaches, and yes, allergies. Also, a big deal, as we've mentioned on this program, kids with ADHD, try it. Try CBD. Instead of the nasty neurotoxins that these fake doctors want to push down kids' throats to stunt their growth, cause all kinds of proven long-term side effects, detrimental damage that you're making with kids. Try CBD. Try it from Curable. 20% off site-wide. Use promo code STU when you go to Curable.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Welcome back. So last year, we interviewed Israeli electrical engineer Dr. Shimon Janowitz about signs of self-assembling nanostructures inside of COVID vaccines. Then a month ago, we spoke to him about his findings related to hydrogel technology inside of the shots. You may have heard Karen Kingston yesterday talking about nanotech and who's responsible for inventing it. Well, now Dr. Janowitz says that even more nanotechnology is being found inside of the vials, inside of the shots. He's been working with blood samples taken from bodies of his clients. He's been exposing this blood to electromagnetic radiation and has seen all kinds of filaments, worm-like structures, ribbon-like structures, even nanotubes developing in response to this radiation. Nothing like this happens with normal blood. That's what Janowitz says as well. He also says that the worm-like structures are capable of secreting toxins into the bloodstream. Sounds wonderful. It's all wild stuff. Dr. Janowitz says that vaccine hydrogels, in combination with other nanotech and tubular structures inside of these injections, essentially turn the human body into a gigantic circuit board. These circuit board structures can connect the human body to 5G networks, expose us to huge levels of radiation, emit Bluetooth signals, or simply cause the human body to drop dead out of the blue. So if this is true, and we have no reason to believe that it's not, then it's practically indisputable that we were right, that these shots were designed from the beginning to be a mass depopulation and mass control event. We want to learn more about Dr. Janowitz's findings to that, and he joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. It's always a pleasure having you.
Hello, Stu. It's good to be here again.
Yeah. So tell us about your findings. I mean, is it indisputable? Is this a mass depopulation, mass control event from the very beginning, pre-planned?
Let me just thank my colleagues whom I'm collaborating with. One is Matt Taylor from Ecuador, who has done research on the electronic circuitry that we find in the vials, as did I, and then Dr. David Nixon and Dr. Anna Michalcia also did on their patients and other colleagues that I won't mention here. And we are finding these nanotechnology worm-like structures developing in their blood. So, I think that this is turning into, obviously, a genocidal event. And you know, Stu, I'm asked this question, if these shots are indeed so deadly and they have been injected into maybe 5 billion people, why are there only so far, only in double quotes, right? A few tens of millions of dead people and hundreds of millions of injured people.
Yeah, why is there only a 40% increase in excess deaths in certain parts of the world?
Right. So, since I am privileged to be working with colleagues, I now know that not all the batches of these kill shots or clot shots are equally toxic, and not all of them contain the same technology. So they have been working hard to mix and match technologies in the vials. So some people are more unfortunate than others. And this is what we're seeing. But I expect that more batches and more doses or boosters or whatever they want to call these ridiculous things are on the way. And then there is the shedding. So more people will get hurt and die. And then there is the 5G towers that can maybe kill people later on.
Yeah, they just make you unalive instantly. So what you're saying is that it's basically bioweapon Russian roulette, where you don't know what you got, but as long as you keep signing up for more shots, you're just rolling the dice for a candidate to die suddenly.
Basically, that's exactly that. But those unfortunate ones who have been who have received the more toxic jabs are shedding. So more and more people could, in time, get infected.
Yeah, even those of us who have worked incredibly hard to stay away from these things, who resisted all of the tyranny, who left our jobs, to escape these shots, who said a career is not worth dying. There were kids, young adults, who said, nope, I'm not going to go for my master's degree, or I'm not going to go finish my doctorate degree, or I'm not going to enroll in nursing school because I don't want these things. I need at least 5 or 6 years of evidence and research before I put this stuff into my body. People with discernment antennas said, no, I'm not going to do this. We were persecuted, in some cases prosecuted, in other cases jailed for not having these shots. Around the country, people were being tracked down for not having these shots. Big pat on the back for those of us who have remained strong and not gotten it. Not a single one of us who didn't get it regrets not getting it. But you're saying that, unfortunately, as hard as we have worked and through everything that we have been through, we can't escape it? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. So this stuff was designed to self-spread. They have been declaring it for a long time. So, I think last time I was here, I told you about the volatility of the viral matter, and this causes shedding. And and I was, not only I was infected by only being at near the microscope where I put my sample on, where other samples may not have been so toxic, but those that are toxic, causing people to shed this toxicity to other people.
So if this is a genocidal level event, which we believe that it is, why insert nanotechnology instead of just poison that kills people? Why the nanotech? What purpose do you believe the people behind this agenda are looking to serve by injecting people with technology that responds to, you know, electromagnetic frequencies?
Well, it's a simple answer. There are at least two technologies in there. One of these technologies are the electronic circuitry. And these, I suspect, are not so much for genocidal purposes. They are more for control and, stamping a digital ID on into people and maybe preparing the way for what will later be communication of information in and out of people's bodies. As my compatriot Yuval Noah Harari likes to say, hacking the human body.
Yeah, we've become hackable animals, he says.
That's exactly what he said. And governments and corporations will be able to do that, he said. And the other technology, I think, the one that actually can kill people, they don't like to kill all of us at once, right? So they like to have some control over who dies and when. And I believe that the 5G electromagnetic infrastructure that has been deploying during this scandemic is designed to do that as well, to assemble the toxic structures and also command them to open up and cause sudden death or slow death or whatever kind of death, and all the injuries, the heart attacks, the strokes, the POTS, the paralysis, all these things.
So, the Daily Beast and the Rolling Stone and USA Today and the New York Times and Health Med Pub and factcheck.org and, all these people, they're going to say, oh, this Dr. Janowitz is crazy. Here's another conspiracy theory from right-wing shock jock, white nationalist, Christian extremist, Stu Peters. What do you say to these people? I mean, what do you say to the masses who are still brainwashed by the Fox News channel who's telling you to go get your booster, which is readily available and free at your local pharmacy? What do you say to these people to say, no, this is actually real and we can prove it?
So, Stu, you are Christian. I am Jewish. And I think that Jews and Christians stand together against the global tyranny in that. So no point in that Christian talk, Christian crazy people talk, or Dr. Janowitz crazy person talk. This is real. One only needs to do the microscopy tests to get convinced of that. And we have the results. We have the images and the footage taken out of the microscope. But people don't want to look. Maybe they don't watch this channel. Maybe
why do doctors say, I'm not qualified to do that? I'm not qualified to look through a microscope. I don't have microscopy expertise. Why do doctors say that? It's very simple. They know what normal blood looks like, don't they? Shouldn't every doctor know what normal blood looks like?
I think very, very few medical doctors understand anything about nanotechnology. They couldn't see.
But they do know what normal blood looks like, or at least they should. And so if they look at the blood of a person who's been infected by injection, shouldn't they be able to say, this is dirty blood, this is not normal, I've never seen this before? Don't they want to look? Shouldn't they want to look?
They absolutely should. And they could see all these worm-like nanostructures or nanotechnology structures, but they are not looking. We see a lot more naturopaths who are not medical doctors or medical naturopaths doing this work. And people like me who are electrical engineers and experts in microscopy having to do all this work. And the medical doctors, most of them, aren't looking. So
Yeah. That's because we live under a murderous regime. We live under a one world government, essentially, already. That one world government essentially is controlled by Big Pharma. Big Pharma has said that they have this fake immunity shield from Congress, which they don't. There is nobody that's immune from deploying a bioweapon onto people unsuspectingly, to victims of biowarfare, is what we all are. Nobody is immune from accountability for that. So with that being said, we will move that ball of accountability. We'll continue to push for that, and it will happen. But in the meantime, and I've got about 2 minutes left here, but this is probably the most important question that I'll ask you. How do people get away from this? How do they treat themselves if they are, you know, infected with this? Has anybody, you know, come across anything that's been successful in cleaning the blood and getting rid of these nanostructures and getting rid of these microclotting issues, you know, chelation, anything?
This is the most important question, and we are still checking. So once you have nanotechnology worms in your blood that can secrete toxins, it's very difficult to get rid of them. I would say that you know, any protocol for detoxing the body, even saunas, I think even infrared light saunas, and herbal remedies and chelation and detoxing protocols are could possibly be very helpful, and we are still checking. There are other things, maybe colloidal minerals, colloidal gold, other things, and I'll be sure to report when we have further information on how to clear this.
We'll have you back as soon as you know something. This program has always been about saving lives. That's why we're here. So we appreciate your efforts, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
I'm offering a novel approach that could reduce the complications and chances of getting infections.
Well, certainly I admired Dr. Zelenko's courage. He was always very honest. He was a hero as far as I'm concerned, and always admired him, appreciated everything he said and did, taking a stand for truth. And he was right. That's the bottom line.
I liked outpatient family medicine, preventive medicine, and trying to keep people away from destructive patterns of behavior over time, and this way prevent them from ending up in the hospital.
So that's where we give people hope and peace of mind, knowing that if you take the Zelenko Labs products on a daily basis, we're going to back it up with the Z-Care promise to connect you with a telehealth visit for free with a licensed physician in all 50 states.
You can take your own care into your own control, into your own hands.
Preparing for an imminent food crisis is just good advice. Obviously, there are supply chain disruptions manufactured intentionally. Obviously, the food source has been contaminated and poisoned. So having the food for the imminent upcoming famine is probably very important. HeavensHarvest.com, that's where they come in. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. You can get real food, not just fake rice and beans and flour and nasty garbage. Actual real food that tastes good with all of the appropriate protein. There's a $100 bucket over there right now. You get big discounts, by the way, if you use the code STUPETERS10 when you check out. 10% off plus free shipping at HeavensHarvest.com. Oh, and also, yes, this is something that you need to think about. Being self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds also available at HeavensHarvest.com. So now you can grow and harvest the same things that your great-grandparents did. Live off the land. Be self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds and buckets of food available right now. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. Again, HeavensHarvest.com. So you all know Maria Z very well, a longtime contributor to this program, a host of Uncensored on the Stu Peters Network. Z has spoken to us about the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum, all of the various ways that Australia has gone from a once free country to a COVID-based tyranny. Well, now Maria is one of the chief public enemies of this tyrannical government. You're familiar with the show 60 Minutes, of course. Well, Australia has its own version of 60 Minutes, which airs on Channel 9, a free TV station that Australia's second most popular channel surfs all over the place. During a recent episode of that show, they pointed toward a segment of this very program featuring Maria as proof of widespread conspiracy theories luring Australians in online. Take a look.
We tested just how easy it is to be lured into what's being called the echo chamber of conspiracy online. We asked a new user to search alternative anti-authority videos on the social media site TikTok. The app's algorithm, noting the activity, began recommending similar videos, telling of demons,
the disruptor called Satan,
and evil institutions,
there's a secret government,
that would cause the collapse of society, and warning that the apocalypse is coming.
Is God speaking to us?
In less than an hour, our user's feed was filled with extreme conspiracy theories.
The Australian military is training to turn against their own citizens, essentially.
We had, in an alarmingly short time, created the echo chamber.
If you're ready for the return of Jesus, like and comment below. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Like, follow, subscribe for more.
Yes, Jesus, come, quickly. So that segment aired a week ago. Well, now Maria has been informed that as of tomorrow, her bank account with ING Bank, a major Australian bank, will be terminated. ING Bank won't say why they've done this, publicly at least, citing confidentiality laws. But last year, they entered into an agreement with AUSTRAC, that's an Australian law enforcement body, to be tougher against money laundering and terrorism. They're also partners with the World Economic Forum. So yeah, you can do the math there. This is what they have planned for all of us, you see, eventually. For now, they can't stop us from speaking, so instead they stop us from having a bank account, or traveling freely, or owning guns, weapons of any kind, running a business. And then after they've left us completely helpless, they just strip whatever is left of our rights, or our speech, or our medical autonomy, or our freedom of religion. The agenda is total control, forever and ever. That's why it's essential to stand fast with Maria Z right now before the tyranny spreads to all of us. She joins us now. Maria, thank you so much for being here. So first of all, in that clip that you did here on this program, they're debunking that you said something about the Australian military controlling its people.
Well, it doesn't actually look like they've debunked it at all. They've just labeled me and obviously the Stupeters show as domestic terrorists. That entire segment was linking anyone who dares think that the government may be working against their people to police shooters. And by the way, Stu, that story about the shooting of the police, which was a tragedy, and we don't condone that, but there were a lot of holes in that story, and I've reported on that extensively. It looks like, regardless of what the truth is in that situation, it is being weaponized against Australians and Christians in particular. They actually say that anyone who believes in the Bible, or particularly the last book of the Bible, is being labeled a domestic terrorist. This has even been said by the Queensland Police Force. It's absolutely disgusting
to
that. Watch them
weaponize. You heard the man at the end of their segment, come Jesus, come Jesus. This is who they're putting on full display as a domestic terrorist in Australia.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for drawing attention to this issue, Stu. I want to start by saying that although this has affected me personally, this isn't about me. It's about all of us. It really is just a taste for all future dissidents, anyone that dares to disagree with the government and call out the truth. And it's something you and I have been warning about for some time, Stu. In January of this year, I interviewed Jeremy McKenzie, a military veteran on Uncensored. And he said the same thing happened to him. They gave him a week to clear his accounts, organize a new mortgage, for goodness sake. And he said, if they can do it to me, they can do it to you. So I started noticing my ATM card wasn't working for some time. I contacted the bank just a few weeks ago to see whether there was anything wrong, because I couldn't use any ATMs in my city, two. And they said, nope, nothing on our end, no red flags. And they assured me that there was nothing wrong with my account. So on the 9th of March, I received this email from ING stating that my accounts were going to be closed, and I had a week before I had no access to my funds before, as you mentioned, they were permanently closed on the 23rd.
So they're not publicly saying why, because they're citing these confidentiality laws or whatever they are, whatever excuse it is. But have they told you privately what excuse have they given you for why they're just debanking you?
No, they confirmed for me that there was nothing untoward on their end on my side, which of course there isn't. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I pay my taxes. Regardless of how corrupt our country is, I still do the right thing. And so I asked them the question, Stu, the only thing left to ask, do you debank people for political views, for their political views? I was met with a long pause, a radio silence on the other end of the phone, Stu, before being placed on hold, and then she just came back and repeated the same thing to me. There was no explanation provided. So as Z Media, we did the right thing. We actually contacted their PR team. We gave them the opportunity to respond, and they still refused, even after I told them that this isn't about confidentiality. I am the customer. I want to know why I was debanked. They wouldn't respond, and they're welcome to anytime, and I'll publish that response, but to date they have not. But as you mentioned, the timing of this coincides with this 60 Minutes hit piece where they have lumped all people, anyone who believes in the Bible, into this category of domestic terrorists. And yes, ING Group is listed as a partner on the WEF website. You and I, you know, this network has reported extensively on the WEF, but this is, I can't say that the two are linked for sure, Stu, but I have a serious question here. Is the mainstream media colluding with banks in Australia to systematically silence and shut down anyone who dares to disagree with the government? Because it does seem very coincidental, the timing of this report and my personal debanking. It started with the censorship of your opinion, shutting your public discourse down online. Now it's quickly evolving into shutting down one's income and their ability to trade within the economy. And this is the point, Stu. This is the future. If we allow CBDCs, if we allow the social credit score system, this is what life will look like for everyone, except they won't give you a week. It'll be an instant shutdown like they do to people in China. A lot of people folded under the mandates once their income was threatened and got the shots, Stu, because their income was at risk. So how many people will fold and comply with CBDCs and social credit scores? Here's my warning to everyone. Are you prepared to defy the system if it happens to you? Are you prepared to lose everything for the truth? Because if they came for me, they will come for you. I am patient zero in Australia.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, first of all, we're incredibly sorry for what's happening to you, but we are not going to simp to these people at all. And I know how strong you are. Yes, immediately this is an inconvenience, but this is not going to beat you. This is not even scratching the surface to put a chink in your armor, because you are covered in the blood of Jesus. Also, you are a fighter as commanded by God, that you're picking up the sword to fight. And these people are perpetual losers. They align with the transsexual, perpetual losing Satan, who is in hell, stewing, forgive the pun, about all of the success that we're having in exploiting and exposing his lies, exploiting them for good, for the mission of God, for the mission of patriotism, freedom, individual liberty, and to spread the gospel, even on this program. For example, Dr. Simone Janowitz on this program proclaiming, I'm a Jew, you're a Christian, we see things differently, however, we see this eye to eye. Yeah, we do see things differently because I believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the next time I see Dr. Janowitz, I would like to sit down with him and try to spread the gospel to him. Hopefully, he will find his salvation. This is the whole point. This is what we are supposed to do. Saving lives on these platforms is not necessarily about just cleaning their blood, as Dr. Anna Mahelcha is working hard to do. It's not just about keeping people away from the nanotechnology, heart attack causing clot shots by Pfizer and Moderna and Fauci. Saving lives isn't just about keeping people's money in the bank. Saving lives is about eternal life. That's what the most important thing is here. And so anything that they want to try to do to me or to you or to us or collectively as Christians, persecution, white genocide, genocide by injection, genocide by bioweapon released out of Ukrainian labs that was made and engineered and released right here from Fort Detrick, right here at home. Anything that they want to do to us will fall. It will fall to the ground and then it will be exposed. It'll fall to the ground like dust and then be vacuumed up in the name of Jesus. They will not get us or get you. None of these 60 Minutes broadcasts are going to keep us or hold us down. They're going to have to come and kill me before I will stop. Point blank, I am in the category of the unbought. So are you. You can't buy me off. You can't buy you off. And that's why we're in dangerous territory. Because the only thing they have left is to kill us. By the way, I am not suicidal. 30 seconds left.
Me neither, Stu. But you're absolutely right. This is the conditioning for their final plan, and this is what this entire agenda is about. The final point where people are forced into making a decision that where they can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast. We will never fold to that. And my final message to the world, Stu, they'd love nothing more than to scare us into submission, but we are not ruled by a spirit of fear. That goes for me and every other person on the side of truth. So they will not succeed. They will never win the war for our minds, our hearts, and our souls.
Seal that in the blood of the Lamb. Marisi, thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
God bless you, Stu.
Wow. Powerful segment delivered by a powerful woman on a powerful mission that happens to align with ours, delivering a powerful message. F around and find out. Until we take our last natural breath, we will not stop exposing the lies, telling the truth, no matter where we go and no matter what the cost. I have to deliver, speaking of stopping, have to deliver some messages here before we do stop. DirecTV and Dish Network kick me off at this time, but we have to pay the bills as well, telling you about the great products that we believe in. The first is Newtopia. These are the 100% legal, totally safe, non-addictive brain supplements. My favorite is Focused Savagery. We ran them out of Focused Savagery. They now have it back. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu. Be at the peak of your cognitive performance every day. Bust through distractions. Be more creative and more driven and more focused than ever. Newtopia.com/Stu. Plus, if you have been trying to cut the weight but just can't do it, that's because you've probably fallen for a scam somewhere or somehow some fake diet. Go to vshred.com/Stu. Do the research yourself. We always encourage you to do that. These are products that we believe in, that we can deliver positive testimonies for, products that we use ourselves and we see results. vshred.com/Stu. Also, none of this would be possible if it weren't for Carlos Cortez over at Cortez Wealth Management. If you have not booked your in-person appointment with that guy, please do it. He is a Bible-believing Christian who can help you to invest in something that aligns with your morals and your faith and your values. So please go to CortezWM.com. Again, we're up against this clock. I got to go. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.